Hello. Hello.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay. I might need to come back.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul with your host, Dr. Valerie N. Parker, businesswoman, author, speaker, and life coach. Dr. Parker is the president of Arise by VMP, which is a speakers bureau and public relations company. She is also the visionary and founder of the Soul of a Woman Foundation that brings awareness to domestic violence and children living in single-parent homes. Hot Topics from the Soul is a virtual lifeline to the community, discussing social and political issues, relationships, finances, motivation, and inspiration. For information regarding products, services, and resources, visit www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. That's www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I now present to you your host, Dr. Valerie Parker.
Good evening and welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul. I'm your host, Dr. Valerie Parker. I have my co-host, Shirley Carter.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I'm loving the weather today.
Well, in South Florida, we have overcast and they're talking about thunderstorms and tornadoes and all hurricanes and all that, but I'm so glad to be here this Tuesday evening, and guess what? We're counting down to Soul Retreat 2015. It is September 12th at the Renaissance Fort Lauderdale Hotel, and guess what? We have Les Brown and the First Family of Motivation that will be joining us this year. This is our 10th annual fundraising event, and I'm so excited about the team joining us, along with Eula Murray. My daughter Latoya will be speaking. She was on the show last week with John Leslie Brown, and I'm so excited about this. Clarence Greenwich and Blade Martin performing. It is going to be awesome as ever.
I'm excited about it too.
So, Shirley, I look forward to seeing you, but we're not going to hold off any longer. I'm so excited about the guest, Dr. Deva Daughtry. She's an entrepreneur, philanthropist, a teacher, an author, and she's my friend. Dr. Daughtry, are you there?
Hey, Val. Hey, Shirley.
Hey, Deva.
You know what? I'm like, okay, now this is just phenomenal. But you know what? As I was like, okay, who's she talking about? But when she said her friend, she could have just started and stopped right there. Okay, Deva is on the line. Val and Shirley's friends. So hey, y'all. I know y'all are professional. You talk women personality. But you know, at the end of the day, I am your true sister friend, and I love you both. And Val, I just want to congratulate you on 10 years of Soul of a Woman and this beautiful, phenomenal retreat that's going to be taking place in a couple of weeks. I am so godly proud of you and just all the work in your heart and your spirit that you do. And then Shirley, you know, definitely the best co-host any host could have, Shirley, who comes in and supports. So I just want to congratulate you both and celebrate sisterhood
Thank you.
So thank you for having me.
Well, I'm so excited because you are a phenomenal individual. You are a trailblazer, and I look up for you. I tell you, I don't mind working and following you because you encourage me to do better and to do more. And you have your 9th annual International Financial and Leadership Summit coming up.
Yes, it is coming up October the 1st and 2nd. And, you know, actually, it's a leadership summit, Val. And, of course, we talk about money and we talk about economic empowerment. And we do bring, you know, billionaires and millionaires. And at the same time, we bring some hundredaires to try to bridge the gap to get to be a millionaire. But at the end of the day, it's a family gathering. And I am so grateful for the partnership that we have gained throughout the years with TWEM. We started off as the Texas Women Empowerment Foundation about 15 years ago. And through that, our reach and our impact has increased to international and global markets and global partners and global chapters all over the world. And we had an increase, and then we did a name change to the World Empowerment Foundation. And so the International Financial Leadership Summit is the gathering of just phenomenal leaders and people coming together October the 1st and 2nd from all over the world here in Houston, Texas.
Now, you know, this just didn't happen for you. You've been working, and like I said, you've been a trailblazer for so many things. And I met you several years ago, and you released your book, Purpose to Blessings. Can you tell our audience a little bit about that?
Well, you know what, the beauty of relationships, and I always tell people that it's about being in the right place at the right time with the right people. And, you know, I'm so grateful that I got invited to a Les Brown speaker's training back, and I want to say maybe like 2004. And, Val, I don't know if I ever told you this story, but a quick story. I was invited by one of my friends that I was dating at the time. And he was so excited. He said, you know, let's go to Les Brown speaker training. And I didn't know who Les Brown was. And so he was so excited. And so when it came, I went on and got my ticket and got paid for my registration to the Les Brown speaker training. But when it got to time, like 2 days before the training was, he stated he couldn't go and that he didn't have his ticket, right? So
wow.
I was like, okay, well, you're not going, but I'm going because I'm destined to be there. And so, sisters, I don't know how many sisters there's on the call. Sometimes you just got to press your way anyway. But it's all about, again, like I say, knowing what you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be. And in my heart and in my spirit, I just knew I was supposed to be at the Les Brown speaker training. I didn't want to speak. I wasn't looking to be a speaker. You know, I just knew it was just where I was supposed to be, part of my destiny, part of my purpose, and part of my assignment. And so, nevertheless, you know, that story did end on a good note because he wasn't really happy about me attending, but my soul was elated because I was at the right place. And that's where I had the opportunity to meet Les Brown, and he encouraged me to put my book, my story, into a book. And then, of course, that's why I had the opportunity to meet so many phenomenal individuals through that relationship, like Val, like a Dwight Pleasure, Dr. Charles Phillips, Shirley, and the list goes on and on and on. But, you know, the book is a blessing. The book is about how I discovered my divine purpose and assignment, and I started serving my gifts. I started serving my gifts. And did not get paid for it. I volunteered my way to learn the healthcare industry, which is my primary business. And I started that business out of the trunk of the car, and that's what the book is about. I started that book, business out of the trunk of the car with no dollars as a single parent, no formal education, didn't know anything about the healthcare industry. But now I'm able to hire nurses and physicians, and I have a multi-million-dollar business with over 800 employees. So the book, that's the story. Purpose of Blessings, that's the book, that's the journey, and it is journaled in the book that God has blessed me with.
Well, you know what? That is a phenomenal book. I purchased it, and then you have two other books that you did, because one of the things I like is the fact that success leaves clues. And we're talking about leaving a legacy tonight, and you are just... I mean, on that path of making sure not only to leave a legacy for your children, but a mark on the earth so that the world will know that Debra was here. So in leaving a legacy, you wrote this book, Million Dollar Secrets. Now, can you talk about Million Dollar Secrets?
Well, you know what? One of the things I always find with young budding entrepreneurs is, you know, they want to know how to get it. How do I get it? They want it now. You know, they don't want to work. They don't want to go through the process. They want to get it now. So they see, you know, the deeper now, but then they don't understand the story behind it. And so, you know, they think it's some top secret or something that, you know, I didn't conjure up to get to a level of 800 employees in a multi-million. But it is a secret that is simply the kingdom principle that I was able to use, you know, and pen in order to gain success and wealth. And so when I talk about the secrets, I'm talking about just not money. I'm talking about a healthy lifestyle. I'm talking about being happy and whole with myself. I'm talking about loving myself, knowing who I am, you know, as God's daughter, knowing, you know, my worth and my value, what I bring out to the kingdom, what I bring to people, you know. So that's all part of the healthiness. And those are some of the principles that I talk about in the Million Dollar Secret. So it's not only just about how to get wealth. Yeah, money we have to have, but if you can have money, but if you're not whole and if you're not healthy, mind, body, and spirit, what is the point? So yeah, the Million Dollar Success Secret gives you the wisdom, tips, and the tools to make your life successful. And it's my experience. So I ain't giving you theory. I'm giving you the stuff that I actually done to make it happen.
And that's one of the things that makes you so amazing. You know, you're an entrepreneur, which means you don't have one best business. You have several businesses. And there's so many people that are listening in today and saying, well, wow, she has businesses. She's an entrepreneur. You know, how do I get started? How do I get going? And then you turn around and you wrote a book, Yes, You Can Make It. Talk about that.
Well, you know what, Val? That book is so dear to me. And it is inspired by my grandmother. And, you know, I started the business, literally, like I said, from the trunk of the car. And so I started the business, I was working for the government. And it was a conflict with me working for the government and contracting for the government. And really, my story is that, you know, business, I really wasn't looking to, you know, have a multi-million dollar business. I was really looking just to take care of my grandmother and her friends and found out that it was a way that I could get paid for doing it. So business wasn't really the motivation. It was more of, again, service and seeing how I can help, you know, my grandmother and her friends. So it came to a point where I had to decide to leave my good government job, so-called, with all the benefits, right? They say, are you leaving that good job and it's paid vacation and you got health insurance and you gonna leave and walk away from that job and say, God told you to go start this business? So I decided to step out on faith, single parent, two kids, house note, car note, and step out on faith and start this business. Okay, but you know, when you have a faith project and you're stepping out on faith, you know, it's not for everybody to know. So sometimes you got to hold on to what God has given you. And so I could not tell everybody. So the only person I was able to tell is my grandmother. And so when I shared with my grandmother, the secret that I was leaving my good government job, which everybody said, why are you leaving? That I was going to step out on faith and believe for this business that I knew nothing about and wasn't a doctor and wasn't a nurse, who basically are the individuals who run the industry. And my grandmother told me, yes, baby, you can make it. And so every time I would be on hard times and I would be low or disappointed about things and going 2 years without a paycheck, I mean, Val, I said 2 long years without a paycheck, $0. I was out there volunteering for 2 years. My grandmother would say, yes, baby, you can make it, though. You can make it. So that book is dedicated to my grandmother, who still to this day, when I have a problem or a situation, Shirley, my grandmother say, hey, baby, yes, baby, you can make it. And so that book is dedicated to her, but it's giving you the guaranteed success formulas on business and business plans and the things I did to talk, how to talk to the banks and how to know if your business is a real business or you have, is it just a passion or a hobby for you. I'm giving, you know, the tools and the tips to decipher what you need to be and to stay and sustain yourselves in business in that book called Yes, You Can Make It. So it's not only full of learning lessons, but it's full of encouragement and affirmation to instill in you that you can make it as a business leader and you can have a healthy lifestyle while you're doing it.
Beautiful.
Yes,
and one of the things...
In the midst of it, too, you're a philanthropist. So as a philanthropist, you have the TWEF. Can you talk about that and why you formulated that?
Well, one of the great things, especially when people like ourselves, Val, you're a natural giver. Shirley, you're a natural giver. You know, you do community events. You give yourself of your time and your talent and your treasure to help somebody else. And so when you're a natural giver, you know, money only magnifies who you really are. And so myself, I'm a natural giver. And so when I got to like 300 or 400 employees, and I'm paying these individuals, and I'm seeing the need of the individuals that's coming in to receive the check, but then they're what? Dealing with life stuff. Life happens, right? And so my business back then, in the early 2000s, I employed majority, probably 98% women. And basically, these women came in with, you know, life happening situations, and I felt compelled to build a quality lifestyle and to help and be a good steward. So I started hosting in-services and workshops and seminars, and I would bring in my bankers, and I would bring in my insurance rep owners and individuals just to help build my quality, build a quality of lifestyle for my employees then. Those in-services and seminars actually became community forums because my employees found so much value in those workshops and seminars that I was hosting in the back of my little office building for about 20 women. Then it grew into 200 individuals from the community. And so my accountant came to me and he said, "Deeper, you know, I know you think these are just office seminars that you're hosting just to help your employees, but this is bigger than that." And so that's how the Texas Women Empowerment Foundation actually got started, through the heart of me serving and helping. And if you listen to my story, Val, I said I started business because I wanted to help my grandmother and my friends. You see how God blesses you in the serving and help. And then I said, you know, how TWF actually got started is because I wanted to help and to serve. And now the Texas Women Empowerment Foundation, better known as the World Empowerment Foundation, is now serving people, you know, all over this world again with the help and serving part to help other people.
That's excellent, because Shirley, I know you can identify with everything Deeper is saying.
Oh, yes, I can. And I have to say, you know, every time we talk, and now to hear you to tell the story all over again, it empowers me even more. Being that we've known each other for the years that we've known each other, I keep seeing you going to that next level, and it's never stopped you. Now, my question to you for our audience and everything is, you're always uplifting people, and you're always full of energy, and then now your secret weapon, I'm going to call your grandmother your secret weapon. That is your secret
you
weapon.
Know it.
And with that secret weapon, you can conquer anything that you go through, because those words that she instilled in you years ago, yes, baby, you can make it. And so it gives us as entrepreneurs and the ones that are on the line and listening, and even the ones that have a dream of being an entrepreneur, that shows that you need just one person. You don't need a lot of people to tell you to see your vision. One person can see it and keep empowering you with those words. You can make it. And so I encourage everyone to get your book, especially if they want to be an entrepreneur and they have to make that decision to stay with that 9-to-5 or live out that dream of what God has given you, that gift that he's given you. And I'm so glad that you're sharing with our audience to let them know that God instilled that into you. When God speaks to you and show you your purpose, you have no choice. You have to follow through. And then following through and being obedient, he blesses us. So thank you for sharing that with our audience. It's letting them know you can make it. You can live out your dream. You got to stay focused and have faith and step out on it. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. 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 I'm sorry. Go ahead, Val.
Yeah, I was saying that one of the things I love about you is, you know, although you've done some great and magnificent things and you've been before great people, you've maintained who you are.
Yes.
You know, and I get that, of course, a whole lot. Everywhere I go, you know, and I guess I don't really understand, to me, because it's just naturally who I am. Like I said, money only magnifies who you are. You know, when I was broke and didn't have $2 and we were scraping up change in the car seat trying to get some money to buy food to eat me and my two children because I didn't have any money. You know, basically, you know, I was a good person then, still a natural giver. So when people say, oh, you know, you feel the same, I guess for me, I really don't understand how individuals change. But I do know that one of the things that Shirley said is that, you know, it is. I'm not going to, you know, blow smoke up and say, okay, business is always good and everything is always fine. You know, I just had an audit, you know, in my office today, and, you know, they came in, thank God they are gone. I already stayed 3 hours. But, you know, it's still a challenge. And so even through that, you know, you do feel, you know, the anxiety. You do say, okay, you know, am I really doing the right thing? You have to encourage yourself through all of it. And so for the entrepreneurs, it is hard. You know, it's hard. But you know what? At the end of the day, it is worth it, because once you know that you are on your assignment, and I always tell people when I tell my story, me quitting my job, leaving a job with two children, that is my story. Make sure that you listen to God, because I have known people say, I went out there and did the same thing and it didn't work for me. But, you know, it's all about the time and the season. And I was either like, you know, okay, I'm going to pray for you, because, you know, maybe that was not the time for you to do that. And so I always make sure I put my disclaimer out there. That's my story. I left a job, you know, a good government job, so they call. But the thing is that, you know, we do have to be encouraging to each other. And that's why people should listen to this call to be motivated every Tuesday. You know, when you have, like, Val, what you and Shirley doing, you're taking out the time and you're sacrificing your time and, you know, part of your life where you could be doing something else, because you have a heart for other people. And so I commend you. You know, and I'm going to be honest with y'all, sisters. I started off doing a call, and I was like, oh, boy, this is a lot, because you have to be diligent about your business to be pulling off this call every Tuesday. And I know y'all been doing it for years. And so, but again, you know, it's part of what you're supposed to be doing, and I commend you for keeping it up and going forth with it.
Well, yeah, it is a powerful tool to witness and, you know, to connect with people, to empower them, especially, you know, those that are on the fence, not knowing what they're going to do. Because, you know, when I first started this radio show, it was because three young men had more courage to take their life than to live it. And when we're faced with times like that, where young people can't see beyond where they are right now, it's not only a time for me to do something, but all of us have to do something. So this is what I chose to do, to get on a national level. And, you know, today, for the people being faithful and connecting and replaying the shows, I have over 98,000 people that have replayed the shows and been empowered and encouraged by guests like you coming on and sharing your story, to let individuals know that it's possible, that yes, you make it regardless of what it looks like, what it feels like, or how it may act at the time. You can make it, you can overcome adversities, because what adversity is just a delay, and it's not a denial for what God has for you. And one of the things I like about what you said is that it was your purpose, it was your destiny. When you decided to come off your job, you knew it was your assignment to do so. So I like the fact that you did the disclaimer, because I've told people on the show several times, I did the same thing you did. I came off of my job with four kids, didn't know how I was going to make it, just came through a bad divorce, and I heard that it was time for me to really, matter of fact, I didn't willingly go, Debra. my boss, the president of the company, I actually ran her office. She only came in to write the checks, but I ran everything else. She trusted me enough to handle her business. And she came to me one day. She called me in the office, and, you know I hadn't did anything wrong. And she called me in, and she told me to have a seat. And she asked me why I was there. And, I mean, I was looking at her dumbfounded. I'm like, what do you mean? She says, I don't understand why you're here. With the talent you have, you could be making a whole lot more money. I don't understand why you're here. And I couldn't understand why she was saying that to me. I didn't get it. But, you know, I didn't have the courage to go look anywhere else. I was comfortable getting a paycheck, having insurance for my children, and being able to pay my bills. But she saw that there was more in me. And, you know, a lot of times people see in you before you see, just like your grandmother saw in you, Deborah.
Absolutely. And that's why it's so important to be at the right place, at the right time, connected with the right people, you know, because we all feed off of one another. And, you know, one of the things I have learned, especially with doing, you know, the summit I help every year for our fundraiser, is that all the different power connections that come through that. And when you are, and it's just something about when you are in the atmosphere with like-minded and like-spirited people who are in agreement, you know, it just opens up the opportunity for God to make divine relationships and connections. And so that's why I'm so grateful, Val, for what you're doing, even here, you know, every Tuesday. It's just so powerful. And I know that your retreat is going to do the same thing. I know when we come together in October, it's going to do the same thing, because it's really about, you know, the power of relationships and having that really good connecting power that God has called us, you know, to help one another. So you're absolutely right.
Well, surely. I know you've had the opportunity of being at one of the financial and leadership summits, so you can kind of draw Deva in and talk about your experience there and ask her who's going to be her new guest coming up this year.
Oh, yes. I'm excited about it for you. Because with the experience that I had, and listeners, let me tell you, you will be transformed by attending this this conference that she has. And Deva, I have to tell you, when I came to it, I didn't know what to expect. I wasn't sure if I could fit in. I had a lot of questions within myself, and you remember when I came in, I was dealing with a death in my family. But what it did for me was revive me, because I was finding myself sinking into a mode of depression, being an entrepreneur, looking for that next level, looking for that next light, or give me a flash of energy, and to come to the conference and to be able to just intertwine and mingle with so many like minds, so many people on all different levels from around the country, not just in the United States, but around the world, really, that are all entrepreneurs, and they're at that other level and where they came from. They started where, like on the level where I started, working in corporate America, and then one day it ended. And so what do we do from here? We step out on faith. And when you put a room full of people together, I said hundreds of people. Imagine, listeners, being in the room with hundreds of people with like mind from around the world, and millionaires, billionaires, hundredaires, but we're all in the same level playing field discussing things that can take us all to another level, and being able to communicate on a level that's unbelievable when you're talking with people who have a like mind, and you don't have to try to keep explaining something to someone, and you said, they get it, they understand. And Deva, for you to have the ability And not only that, to have the drive. There's a drive in you that's unstoppable, because you get to one level, and then to see the young entrepreneurs, that's what I call those young children that was there, your mentees. Oh, my God, to see these young people, just their expression was a million words, not a thousand words, a million words, to be in there, to be able to network and communicate. You impacted in their lives something that they cannot get out of a textbook, something that would be an impression on them for the rest of their lives, that they too know that they can go to different levels in their lives. They can achieve things that they wanted to do and they've always wanted to do, or just dreamed about or heard about or fantasized about. But the point is that they were there live and in color, personal, up close, and able to network. Seeing young babies that are 10, 12, 14 years old network on a level with adults the way that those children did, you have been doing a wonderful job with them, you and your staff. And I commend you on that. I could just go on and give you accolades after accolades, but my sister, I love you. And so I embrace all that you bring to the table. And I can't say enough about my experience that I had there, that event, how it revived me and gave me that push and gave me that what I needed to lift myself up out of what I was going through. So I just thank you. And I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get there this time, because I got something else going on at the same time, but I'm trying to split it maybe come for a day and a half and then go to the other event. But hey, I am determined to get there.
Well, look, no, you can definitely get it done. You can get it done. But it is going to be, an amazing opportunity for the leaders to gather. And the blessing is that I am so grateful, because I am so blessed to have individuals literally coming from all over to support the cause. And that Thursday day, Tina knows Beyonce's mother is one of our honorary chairs, but she's an ambassador for TWS. And last year she told her story about how Val, she, had low self-esteem growing up, and how the nuns who actually helped raise her told her that she wasn't going to be anything, and that she would, never mount up to anything, and how she persevered through it. But, of course, through that story, of course, it grew into her dealing with some of the things she went through in her adulthood, and being married. But she got a chance to tell the story, her first time actually telling the story. The official story was actually told last year at TWS Summit. And I never know, she had never spoke publicly before. So that was her first time speaking publicly. And which was, so amazing, because we got the opportunity. We got calls from TMZ. We got calls from the Huffington Post in UK, because everybody wanted to know, everybody kind of knew that Tina was the foundation behind the success of her family and Beyonce. But basically, we would always see the husband. But for her to get out and just come out and just be truthful with us. And it was so beautiful, but the impact that came from that drew her back this year. And so we're going to do part two, and, she's working on, I heard a movie now and of the story, and, of course, everybody saw in the July cover of Ebony Magazine that one of the songs that Beyonce just did, she has part of Tina's speech. Literally in that song, Tina's speech from the summit last year, in that song. And so great opportunity, and we're bringing in Dr. Sherrick Blake from Atlanta, and she's known as a therapist to the stars. You see on all the reality shows as the therapist who come in to handle conflict. So we're going to do a round table, kind of like hot topic discussion with Dr. Sherrick Blake and Tina Knowles, and myself and some other women. We're just going to chat about some issues about self-esteem, self-worth. How do we know, when we are dealing with things, or when we're coming up dealing with challenges. And so that's going to be going on Thursday. And then on Thursday night, Iyala Van Zandt, which is a friend to the organization, is coming in to support the cause. She basically, you know, said, Deeper, you know, I would just want to come in and support, you know, what you're doing. I've been able to watch throughout the year. And we are honoring the legacy of Dr. Miles Monroe, who was my mentor. And I served on his business board for over 10 years. And so we have just a whole host of individuals that's coming in to support that night and give tribute to Dr. Monroe. Aaron Lindsay, who's the vice president of Motown Gospel, is bringing in artists, William McDowell, Tasha Cobbs, inspirational artists, Brian Courtney Wilson, just a whole lot of individuals is coming in, and it's going to be a phenomenal night. And then on that Friday morning, we do family and finance workshops that Prudential is actually hosting. And Bell's workshop is going to be presented by Jewel and Ben Tankard, along with a Microsoft workshop, a workshop from UPS on how to outsource. So a lot of business workshops from our partners. And then, of course, on that Friday night, is our family night where we'll be giving out $50,000 scholarships to young students. Those same students that Shirley got the opportunity to meet. Shirley, some of those kids are graduating and have bloomed and blossomed to great leaders. And we are not only sending them off with the tools and the skills that's needed, but we're giving them the resources to allow them to sustain themselves while they're in college. So that's going to be taking place on Friday night. And then we're going to honor power couples celebrating the family. And Ludacris and his wife, Eudoxie, is going to be our keynote presenters for that Friday night with a live band and dinner. And that's always a very fun night for us. And so we'll close it out. But it's going to be a fun, feel, impactful 2 days.
Yes, that's a lot.
Yes, yes. Yes, indeed.
The players are going to be in the house.
Well, Diva, I want people to know how they can find out more information, how they can register, how can they stay connected with you. Can you give out information, please?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm real easy to find, if you know, of course, through the website, TWEF.org. They can always find me on the website. Or they can, email TWEFORG@hotmail.com. Or either, you know, always pick up, you know, I'm old school. I believe just pick up the phone and call me. And I do return calls, 832-434-5325. And then, of course, I think Val still has all my information on her website, so you can get to her to get to me. But definitely, October the 1st and 2nd, Houston, Texas is where the leaders are gathering. The money is going to be in the room. If I left a whole lot of stuff out, I just tried to hit the hot spot and give you the Reader's Digest version, but it's going to be a lot going on. I'm excited.
This will be the second year I'm spending my birthday with you, so it's always great to be with you there in Houston, Texas. I've already got my ticket.
Yes, I'm staying
the next day to decompress.
You know we're going to turn up.
Yeah. I still have the pictures from last year with there. You know, my daughters were with me last year, so it was really a great time. It was a great experience for them. And, you know, the work that you do with the young people, you know, you've taken them to D.C., you've taken them to South Africa. So can you talk a little bit about the trips that you've taken them to? Okay, her call is dropped, but yeah, Diva is such a phenomenal person, always giving and always doing, Shirley. So like I said, I've already gotten my ticket to go.
And you know what? And I'm looking for me one.
I mean, it just like I say, it gets better and better.
Oh, I know. When she's naming everything that's taking place, I'm like, oh no, I got to at least do a day and a half. I've got to get that in. So I will be going to Houston.
Yeah, I mean, Tina Knowles, Deanna Van Zandt, and then honoring the legacy of Dr. Miles Monroe. And you can find out information, TWEF.org. That's TWEF.org. That's how you can register. That's how you can find out information. And also you can call me at soultopics@gmail.com. You can email me at soultopics@gmail.com. and find out how you can get your ticket. And also, if you're not able to go, but, you know, you go on the website and find out all the things that she's doing with her young people, the trips, as I said, she's taking them international, you can donate to the foundation, TWEF.org. You can donate to that foundation to help the work continue along. And Shirley, you have an event coming up in September, the first weekend in September.
Yes, I do. I have with my breast cancer organization, which is Against All Odds, and we have really been celebrating this year, 16 years. We're doing a festival. We're doing a Michigan Chicken Wing Festival. Chicken Wing Festivals have been around 26 years and in the U.S. for the last 18 years, but never had one in Michigan. So Against All Odds is doing a Michigan Chicken Wing Festival September the 5th
chicken
and
wing.
6th. So, yes, chicken wing, lots and lots of wings. We have an Iron Chef competition. We have a wing eating competition, wing tasting, you know, where the cooks are going to cook them up and everything. But I'm excited about the chef competition that's going to be taking place. It will be live television near to record everything. So it's an exciting event. We have a colorblind concert. We're going to have all genres of music, everything from pop, rock, jazz, blues, R&B, gospel, even a little hip hop. Something for the kids, something for the family, and for the children, the little children. We have a kids zone with inflatable moonwalks, inflatable obstacle course. Our fire department is going to bring the big truck to the park. So the kids get to get on the truck, play with the hoses and things. We got face painting. We got kids vendors just for the children. They have their own section of the park, totally separate from the adults, where they get to enjoy themselves. They have their own stage. They have entertainment on the stage. They have dance schools on the stage, mascots, face painting, photo taking to put on their shirts and everything. So the kids zone is going to be off the chain. And then the adults, I didn't forget about them. I got the concert. I have a beer and wine tent for them and lots of vendors, including the eating contest. So there's going to be chicken wings all over this park. Lots and lots of wings, any flavor. And I can't wait to taste the Parmesan chicken wings. I've never had them before, but I think it's going to be pretty interesting because I love different cheeses. So, Val, it's going to be a busy weekend for me, Labor Day weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then following up that following week is Soul Retreat in Fort Lauderdale.
Soul Retreat.
I'm so excited. I tell you, I'm going to be busy as well. The month of September is busy. I have actually, my parents will be coming in for 3 weeks. They'll be able to attend the retreat this year. It's always delightful when they drop in and see what I'm doing, actually, because, you know, I was one of them bad kids. I used to fight all the time. I used to cut school. But I was always good at, you know, doing my work. I always got good grades in school, even though I was bad. So, you know, anytime they see me doing something on a positive side, they were like, wow, we knew you had it in you. But I'm so happy and excited. And, you know, speaking about kids, I do have a session that 12th of September from 10 to 1 p.m., 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. my daughter LaToya and Eula Hilton and John Leslie will be hosting a session for you 15 to 23. It is free from 15 to 23, from 10 to 1 p.m. It is free. And we're giving away gift cards and a laptop computer, but you have to attend in order to get access to any of these giveaways that we have. And you must register, even though it's free. You can email me at soultopics@gmail.com, soultopics@gmail.com, if you want your young adult to attend that. It is RSVP. That evening session from 5 p.m. to midnight, we will have the speakers with Les Brown and the First Family of Motivation, Dr. Clarence Greenwich, and other special guests will be speaking. Blade Martin and Sandrina Taylor will be performing along with the DJ. We'll have food, giveaways, raffles. You have the opportunity to bid on Rocking the Mic with Mr. Les Brown. So it is going to be exciting. This is my 10th annual fundraising event. And I you know, at many times I didn't think I could make it. Many times I said I was going to give up, Shirley. I know you can identify with that. I'd be like, okay, I'm not going to do it another year because it's so expensive to put on these type of events. And it is a fundraiser. And it's just hard to pull it all together, the time, the energy, the money. But every time I say I'm not going to do it, that heartbeat starts running and I have to do it. I have to be obedient, just like Dr. Deva Daltrey talked about, walking in purpose, staying focused, you know, because it's about leaving a legacy. What you do, Shirley, what I do, is leaving a legacy. I want my children to continue what I'm doing. I want them to continue to be givers, to be sowers,
yes,
to be productive individuals in the earth. I want my name to long outlive me by my children doing good and their children's children and someone that they help along the way doing for the community as I do. My granddaughter said to me, she said, Nana, I'm going to run Soul of a Woman. You don't have to worry about that. So that's my granddaughter talking, not my children, but my granddaughter. So it's about leaving a legacy, making a mark. And I think that's what's missing with our young people these days, Shirley. Nobody dreams, nobody aspires to do anything. It's just me, myself, and I.
And then the other thing with our young people, when it comes to legacies and everything, is that sometimes they're so defocused, they're not focused enough to see what, you know, the legacy that we're trying to leave for them, how it, you know, impacts their lives and how it can impact others' lives, which would make their life more richer. It's not always about how much money I can make from this legacy. It's about how many lives I can impact so my life could be richer. And you will be blessed. That's one of the things that I find, that when we, Val, I see that one, like you said, each year we do these events. I've been in the trenches 16 years with Against All Odds, and we're small nonprofits. And I find that a lot of people will donate to the larger one, the more commercial nonprofits, as I call them. And that commercial line, they tend to do less for individuals and the people that they put up front that they're supporting than a small organization like yours and mine. We're the one that are actually in the trenches with the people and that are giving. And even though we have less, we give, we give, we give, and we give out. And then we feel like, I can't do this another year. But somewhere in us, we find the strength to do it again. Look at you, 10 years. 10 years. And you're still giving. You have not stopped giving. And each year you say, oh, this is taking a lot. And now you're even adding more to it. But you're, you know, you're reaching back to our young people. And that's something that we can impart in them that no one can take away from them, what we impart. just like we were speaking to Diva, what she imparted. And now these young people are graduating. Doesn't seem like it's been that long ago, but I guess it has. But and the travels, like you were saying, that she's taken these young people on. I don't remember how many went to D.C., but I know it was a couple. It was enough to take up a quarter of the plane, I can tell you that.
I know it was it, 25 kids.
25 children.
Kids.
Yes.
Hotel,
yes.
Food, all of that was included in taking it. So, you know, like I said, Shirley, you know, people look on the outside and they see you doing things and don't realize the cost involved with doing it. And we sit back and we say, well, you know, I would give, but I know somebody else is giving. They're going to do it anyway without my little money. Well, every bit mm-hmm. helps. Every bit counts. So you can go to TWEFORG and support the vision, feed into it. Diva got where she is by sowing, by giving,
yeah.
and doing. She didn't only just give her money, she gave her time. And she's always supported the Soul of a Woman Foundation and undergirded, you know, and if I needed help with as far as information or how to put something together, she would stop what she's doing and say, okay, you should try doing it this way, and this way. And her advice works. So go to her website, twf.org, and you could go to devra.com, DEAVRA, and Purpose the Blessings is there, and Million Dollar Secrets. Yes, you can make it. Her products are there. These are success strategies to help you lay a foundation and then build on it so that you can move forward and leave a legacy on the planet, make your mark. Horace Mann said that we should be ashamed to die until we've made a major contribution to mankind. So what contribution are you making? What are you doing with your time? What are you doing with the legacy that is inside of you, waiting to be birthed, waiting to be breathed in the earth and exhaled? Even if you don't have children, there's somebody that you can mentor. There's somebody that you can encourage that will take wind of your vision and allow it to grow and take it beyond where you can take it. So that's what leaving a legacy is all about. And as I said, twef.org to find out information for Diva's event October 1st and 2nd. She is bringing in some phenomenal speakers, Tina Knowles, Beyonce's mother, Yana Van Zandt, Ludacris, and on and on. And Shirley, you have your event coming up, and if you can give that information as how they can register or connect with you to donate and sow into your vision, what you're doing in your community, because it's a lot of work. If you don't have money, give your time, you know, to
yes.
keep it going, because it's a handful out there in the trenches working. You know, if you want to volunteer, you know, to do handouts or to oversee something at the park that day, contact Shirley. Give them the information where they can connect with you right away.
They can connect with me. They can actually go to the festival website, MichiganChickenWingFestival.com. It is spelled out. There's a form there. You can click on that form, fill in your information, and I can get back with you. We're looking for people to volunteer because the festival is free admission. So we wanted to bring the family and the community together, and that's what we're doing. And so we're definitely looking for volunteers. That is going to take place September the 5th and September the 6th, starting at 12 noon on each day. So please visit the website. You can also donate from that site as well. If you want to donate, if you want to purchase tickets for the beer and wine tent or the wing eating contest and donate them to someone, you can do that online as well. Everything is on that one site. So I would love to see some of our listeners there come up to me and say, look, where is Shirley at? You'll find me. I'll probably be the one out there talking the most and moving the most. So you'll say that's to be her. so look
well,
for me.
Well, and also you'll be at Soul Retreat 2015 too. So those of you that want to purchase your ticket, you know, Shirley, I was saying to a friend of mine today, I said, you know what, I have people that have registered out of town, and I have local people that is like, I'll be there, but they haven't bought their tickets yet. Please, my local Fort Lauderdale people, don't miss out on Soul Retreat 2015, and you're right here in my backyard. Because if you come to the door and you can't get a ticket, well, but you can go to soulretreat2015.com. That's soulretreat2015. You want to register, or email me at soultopics@gmail.com. And remember, your child can come during the day for free, but they must RSVP. Because we have giveaways that we're doing, and we want to make sure that we have enough things that we want to be able to sow into their lives, as well as give them the information they need to take them to the next level in their schooling or their career. So it's soultopics@gmail.com and register at soulretreat2015.com. So until next week. Shirley, you have any closing remarks? Of course, it was phenomenal having one of my besties, Dr. Diva Daughtry, on the line joining us. She is so busy. Her schedule is so tight, but she said, I'm going to be there. So I thank her for joining in and supporting Soul Retreat and Soul Topics, and look forward to seeing her October 1st and 2nd at her event. Go register at twef.org, and you can look up Shirley on Facebook. I'm on Facebook. And when you send friend requests, put it in a mailbox and let us know that you heard us on Hot Topics from the Soul. That way we'll make sure that we accept you as a friend and not assume that you're a spam, because I get a lot of connections from out of the country, Shirley, so I want to make sure that those are people that are tuning in out of the country, because I know I have a large following. So I thank you, thank you, thank you for supporting us by being here every week and for replaying the shows. Like I say, over 98,000 people have replayed the shows over the past 4 years, almost 4 years I've been on the air. So you are greatly appreciated. So if that be all, Shirley, next Tuesday, 8 p.m.
Next Tuesday, yes.
So,
and I'm excited about, we got, good night. Thank you, everyone. Good night.
Yes. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.